On September 3rd, South Vietnam had its first free presidential election in an effort to move the country closer to constitutional government. A military ticket with Premier Nguyen Cao Ky running for vice president and Chief of State Nguyen Van Thieu for president came through with better than double the number of votes for their closest competitor, Chuang Dinh-Xu. Xu, a dark horse, had campaigned vigorously against the military regime and for peace negotiations with the Viet Cong, and his showing was considered a surprising one. In the last week of the campaign before the election, more than 200 persons were killed by communist terrorists trying to sabotage the voting. President Johnson sent 22 observers to Vietnam for the election. Their conclusion was that the voting was more free than fraudulent. This was not the conclusion, however, of six presidential candidates who were defeated. They said there was evidence the elections were rigged in favor of the military ticket.
As November drew to an end, the rumors flew thick and fast that Robert McNamara was leaving the cabinet as Secretary of Defense. Those rumors were not just rumors. The man who had guided the nation's enormous defense establishment in the long years of the war in Vietnam was resigning to become president of the World Bank. President Johnson was filled with praise for McNamara's 7 years on the job, and there were denials that the resignation was the result of any conflict between McNamara and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But it was pretty much common knowledge that such conflicts did exist. It was generally believed that McNamara had been holding back the military men who wanted further escalation of the war in Vietnam.
The war in Vietnam wasn't the only war in 1967. War broke out between Israel and the Arabs in the month of June. It lasted 6 days, and for Israel, it was one of the most spectacularly successful wars of modern times. The situation began building up toward war in May, with a series of what appeared to be routine border incidents between Israel and Syria. The two countries began to mass troops along the border. Then Egypt's President Nasser stepped in. He demanded the withdrawal of the UN emergency force, which had been patrolling the 117-mile-long armistice line between Israel and Egypt for 10 years. UN Secretary General U Thant yielded to the demand with great misgivings.